Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Carmen. Could you please provide me with the zip code associated with your account?
13082.
And your first and last name?
Gail Alexander.
Could you verify your address?
My what?
Your address.
My address, 713 Maple Drive, Kirkville, New York.
All right, so I see you have the smartwatch. How may I help you today?
No, I did not order a smartwatch. I canceled because I didn't finish putting all my information in, and I canceled that order.
You emailed on the 2nd of September to cancel, and they advised you, they emailed you back and advised you to call in, but you never did.
I did it through my bank. My bank told me, I called and I canceled it.
You didn't contact us and cancel. You emailed to cancel and you was advised to call in.
I never got that.
Well, that's what it's showing per the notes on the account. You emailed on September 2nd and the agent advised you to call in to cancel. You can't email to cancel.
No, I'm sorry. I did not, because I had already canceled when they said I never finished putting my whole information in, and it automatically went through to charge me. And I disputed that $6.98 that I was charged, and then they said it was solved, that everything was canceled out. Because I never put all my information through. I don't know how you got all my card and everything, because I canceled it before I went finished.
We don't have no way of getting your card information unless you enter it. And we have your full address as well.
But I didn't finish the process. I didn't go through and.
If you didn't finish the process, ma'am, you wouldn't have an account. I wouldn't have been able to find an account for you.
I disputed some $6.95 issue a while back, and my bank told me that it was all canceled out. Everything was all set.
And when did your bank tell you that? Because the $6.95, it doesn't show that it was disputed.
I got it back.
Well, that may be from another company, because it's not from us. Because it's not showing that you received anything back.
On August 27th.
August 27th, $6.95 payment is showing successful.
It what?
It's showing successful.
I can't understand you. You keep breaking up.
It's showing that their payment was successful. It went through. It doesn't show that you received a refund for it.
I got a refund for it. Because my bank...
Okay, so that's probably because you disputed the charge with the bank. So what's going to happen is they're going to charge that back to your account.
They gave me back the money. Yeah.
They gave... Yeah, right. They gave you the $6.95. So what's going to happen is they're going to... What's going to happen, ma'am, they're going to charge it back, because they're going to call and investigate this account.
And
it has all of your, you
this.
Keep talking about, you keep saying that you never completed the account, but the account has your address, your email address. We
right.
can't even
I
see the
through to order until we, I got to the end, and where it, they said there was some extra charge, the $6.95 charge. Extra, I never finished, and I never submitted the order. So
the order was completed, and we sent you your order was completed, and we sent you an email on the 27th telling you thanks for your smart health watch order, and it was sent to MamaLex 2017 at yahoo.com.
I never ordered it.
Okay, so there probably was something else that was trying to be offered to you and you declined it. But the watch is even showing that it was delivered to you, ma'am.
Yes, I have it right here, but I've been trying to get a hold of someone to tell them I got it, and I've heard from no one because I wanted to just get it returned because I did not order it.
Okay, well, somebody placed the order, ma'am, but I can go ahead and get the account canceled. You don't have to send the watch back.
So I don't have to send it back because I was trying to figure out a way of someone giving me information so I could.
Let's see. Give me 1 second. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay. I'm on hold. I was mailed something that I stopped the order. I started it. But I never went through to pay for it. And then I got a $6 and some odd charge because there was some fee. That's why I didn't get whatever it was. Because it wasn't the price that they set. So when I got the $6.95 charge, I called because I canceled. I got right out. She's disputing. I'll talk to you afterward. It wasn't that. It went through this morning. It's actually, just never mind. It's when you can charge something, when you charge, like, when you order your boots, that doesn't automatically that day come out of your account. It's when they send you the product, then they charge. So, say this happened 8 weeks ago, it takes. I didn't order it. So, it's shut up. Okay, Chicky, just be quiet. Please be quiet.
All right. Thank you for patiently holding for me. So I was just taking a look over your account. I'm not sure as to what is it that you're saying that you didn't complete, because as I stated, like, we would have no way of being able to send you anything or charge you anything. You was charged for a price for the watch, and the watch was $59.95. So you would have to ship it back at your own expense.
I never pressed submit because something came up and it was an
it probably was trying to offer you the keto. So that's probably why you're saying that you never submitted to that. The only thing you have on the account was for the watch, because that was the initial order that you was trying to place for the watch. So you wasn't charged anything else. You was charged the $6.95 for shipping, and then 14 days after that, being that you didn't cancel, you emailed on the 2nd to cancel, but the agent advised you to call in. You never called in until today, and you were charged full price for the watch. So you would have to send it back, and you can only send it back at your own expense, and I would have to charge you a $9.95 restocking fee.
No. If I disputed the $6.95.
But you disputed that with your bank. That has nothing to do with us. So which means you're about to see a charge. So which means you're about to receive a charge back. Because your bank has to contact us, and they have to investigate this account. And we have to provide them with all of your account information.
I never pressed submit.
Well, ma'am, the order would not have completed. Well, we would not have sent anything to you if you never completed it. That's what I'm saying.
But I know I didn't press submit. So
you even said how you don't even know how we got your card number, but we can't. That's why you have to place the order online.
I filled everything out. And then there was something else that popped up. And so I hit that. When I hit that, it disappeared. I never came back to press submit.
Well, if you know, you said, okay, so if you didn't come back to press submit, we still sent you order confirmation, which means you still could have called in and notified us to let us know.
I never got it. I can tell you right now, I never got it.
We sent order confirmation on August 27th.
And August 27th was when I got the dispute ended. The bank said they got a hold of the company, and
well, that's another company that you're talking about, ma'am. This is a complete different account.
They told me it was the same thing. It was the same company.
Well, I don't know what bank you're communicating with, but obviously that was for a different company. You're talking. This is a whole other company, ma'am.
Well, you just told, okay. What is the name of the company again? Because I've got all my emails right here on August 27th. What was the name of your company then?
So you would have received a email from CS at Gadget Support.
On what date? The 27th?
On the 27th.
JP Morgan. Nope. Smart living tips. Protect your pets. Footwear. Nope. It's not on here.
Okay, well, I can cancel the account, but you have to ship that watch back at your own expense.
Well, I'm not paying the restocking fee.
Okay, well, you don't. Well, you won't be able to send it back.
This is ridiculous. I didn't order it, and you're going to charge
well,
me.
Well, someone ordered it, ma'am. I'm sorry. I mean, what you're saying, I mean, I'm not saying that you're telling a lie or anything, but what you're saying is absolutely making no sense at all. So someone had to place the order.
The bank told me that it was all taken care of, and I said, how, okay.
When did the bank?
Then
the bank can't call us and cancel your account. So we never cut.
When I got the watch, and I never heard back from anybody.
Why would we give you a call? You saying that you never heard back from anyone, but the bank wouldn't have called us.
No,
you probably just canceled
the watch. I wrote an email to, I've got the watch sitting right here with the receipt, and I called, and I never heard a thing because I never ordered this. I called as soon as I got the watch because I didn't order a watch. So as soon as I received this, I called. And obviously no one did anything.
Who did you speak with?
I don't know. I don't have it written down.
Because you didn't call. We don't have any call logging from you, ma'am. You emailed to council,
okay,
and you never called in.
But I did not order this watch. And
okay, well,
not,
someone had to order it, ma'am. As I stated, you received the watch. I mean, you can send it back. You have to send it back at your own expense. Whenever we receive it, then you will get a refund. But you can't. We have to charge you that restocking fee.
That's not fair.
Okay.
I found the paper. No, that's not too bad. I just pulled a bunch of papers out now. Maybe it's the package. There was no paper in the package, so I had emailed Unique Gadget Deal the day that I got this.
You just said you didn't receive an email.
I said, when I got the watch, I got a hold, I looked up this company, and I wrote the company.
And you was advised to call in to counsel, and you never called in.
I did not get any advice to call in.
Okay, well, I'm showing that it was emailed back.
I would have written it right on the watch that's sitting here. With the bag that I got it in.
Okay, ma'am. Well, you're going to have to, as I stated, you can send the watch back, but you have to ship it back at your own expense, and then you still will have to be charged that restocking fee.
That is wrong. Can I talk to your manager, please?
I mean, the supervisor is going to advise you of the same information that I'm advising you of, because everything that you're saying is not adding up. And then you said that you disputed a $6.95 with the, so,
okay.
I mean, the supervisor is going to provide you with the same information. You can shoot the watch back.
I emailed this company right here, Unique Gadgets, when I received this watch. Let's just do it from that point. I asked how I could get this returned the day I got it. I sent an email to this company. And I don't have any email back from this company because I asked for a shipping label or a shipping paper to send back with it so they knew who it was. So I attempted to mail this back to you already. The day that I received it, but there's
what I can provide you with the address to mail it back, but you still will have to pay that restocking fee. Even the supervisor cannot stop you from having to pay that fee.
Let me talk to your supervisor.
Okay, and they're going to advise you of the same information I just provided you with, ma'am. I can give you the address to return the watch, but in order for you to receive a full refund, we have to charge you that restocking fee of $9.95 because you're saying that we see that you emailed, but you was also advised to call in.
I did not get that email to call in.
Okay, I understand.
Are you getting your supervisor?
I'm trying to get someone to take your call.
It's going to be just another coworker that's going to agree with what you said.
No, I'm not going to get another coworker to agree with anything. Right is right. That is our policy. I mean,
I emailed in to try to find out how I, because this watch came to me. So I emailed to try to get it mailed back.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay. Chippy, what would make this picture do this? Look at Chip, it's pink. Chip. Let me see if it, yeah, because up there it's not. Yeah, all of a sudden it turned pink. Do we have another monitor?
Hello, Miss Alexander.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get you connected over to a supervisor so they can further assist you, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a great day.
You too.